This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Randall Shreve. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much.
I'd say welcome back. You've been on Ozarks at Large before, but not here.
Yeah. It's great to be back, and it's great to be in the new place.
You're here because you're releasing a brand new CD.
Yep. It's called The Jester. It actually releases on October 22nd here, October 18th everywhere else. And we're doing a big show for it. I've been working on it for the past year, and so, or really the past couple of years. But
you've been talking about
hard,
it, yeah.
Yeah, working hard on it for the past year.
Where did you record it?
Insomniac Studios. That's here in Fayetteville. And did the whole thing. Actually recorded the album twice. Recorded it once as just the demos and something to structure it. So that this is the first time I've gone in with a band. This is the first time that it's not been me recording everything. So I went in and I recorded everything the way I normally would have done it. And just so that I had the recordings so that we could always look at them and say, no, this was the way the song felt. That's the way I want the song to feel. And made it easier for, you know, and all the guys in the band, this was their first time on one of the records, except Tim. Tim played on a couple songs on the last record. But it just made it easier for us to go in and actually get it done. Quick.
Well, there's 13 songs on this album, and you actually wrote about 20.
Yeah, well, I actually recorded about 20. Okay. I actually wrote about 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, is that difficult, being able to narrow it down? I mean, particularly when you've written all 30 of those. I mean, those are your creations. It's not like someone gave it to you. I mean, so you probably have some sort of attachment to each one.
Yeah, I have some. Yeah, for the most part, I have a greater attachment to some than others, and those are, you know, those are the half of the record. And then I watch the guys' faces and as they listen to them, and as more parts are added, and as the song to me starts being more complete, and true to the idea that was in my head originally, and I watch the guys' faces. If they're not, you know, ecstatic, then that's kind of my gauge, because I can't really gauge whether or not the song's a good song. I just know what it means to me.
I haven't heard the whole CD. I've heard the single, The mm-hmm. Ghost. You must feel at home in the studio, because there's a lot going on in there.
Yeah. Well, by the time I actually record the finished product, I definitely feel at home. I mean, because I am living there. You know, there's never been. I never in the first record I intended to just move into the studio and stay there until it was finished.
When you say move in, you mean
literally
move in?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bring my clothes and blankets and stuff to eat, you know, lock the doors, don't let anyone in, you know.
Now, we mentioned that the first single is The Ghost. Uh-huh. And when we were looking at the track list, I think the next song was Haunt Me, mm-hmm. right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So that got us wondering, is this a conceptual album?
It is, yeah. Yeah. All three of them have been. And this one, like that stuff like that is going to clue people in, but I'm not forcing it down their throats. If they want to hear a bunch of singles, then they can. But mm-hmm. it's pretty evident when you listen to the music that I don't write singles. So, mm-hmm. so and then, you know, key phrases keep coming up that clue the listener in that it is, you know, there's something more than just a bunch of songs.
Last one was titled The Entertainer.
The Entertainer.
This one's The Jester.
Yeah. That also is kind of... It's a Jekyll and Hyde type thing. I mean, it's definitely these two albums are the closest to each other as far as stylistically, getting further and further away from the debut album. But this one's a lot, even though they have kind of the same feel in a lot of ways, this one's a lot more overboard as far as the quirky stuff. It's a lot more rock as far as the rock stuff. And it's a lot darker than The Entertainer.
On this album, was there a particular song that was most challenging for you to put together?
As far as music, the toughest one to put together was probably Your Mother's Fault. There's a song on there called Your Mother's Fault that I every single day I was on the verge of throwing it out. Every single day I'd call one of the guys and just be like, look, I'm waiting for somebody else to agree with me. You know, I'm waiting for somebody else to just tell me that I'm right. Like, this song needs to go. And then and nobody ever would. They were just like, no, just keep working on it. There's something there. And they'd come in and I'd still have nothing for it. And finally, I just started recording it, you know, started recording it just so, I guess, so basically I could show them, look, this is finished product. we're not keeping this. You know, it's got a good, you know, good section here. It's got a great section here, but it doesn't work as a whole. And then, but when I recorded it, it was the vocals. When I finished the vocals on it, then I realized that it was, you know, it was just waiting to be finished. It was just waiting to be like sang, you know. And but it was incredibly, like, it was like pulling teeth as far as difficult to execute. The Where Does It Hurt, the last track on the album, is very, very it's probably the most vulnerable song that I've ever done. And it was just, it wasn't uncomfortable singing, it was extremely comfortable singing, because I was by myself. It was the last night in the studio. It was a 30-hour night, and for most of it nobody was there. And then when they came back in, I pushed play, but then I had to leave. Like, it's uncomfortable with being around people while they're listening to it. And the rest of the songs aren't like that.
You're not having 1, 2, 3, 4. You're having 5 CD release parties. Is that right?
So far, yeah.
Wow.
So far.
I think it's 5.
One wasn't enough?
No. Well, we've got, you know, we're a regional band. And so we have a group of dedicated fans in Kansas City, but we can just go to Kansas City. They don't have to come here.
Right.
You know, it's kind of asking a lot, and I think a lot of them would do it. And the same, we're doing one in Little Rock and in Joplin, and we're doing an all ages here. I've got kids. They've never even seen my show.
Because they haven't been able to get in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my oldest is dying to see the show. So yeah, so I booked that for her. And there's a lot of people around here who can't get out because they have kids and, you know, can't typically get out on the weekend, or their kids like the music and, you know, young 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So
George's,
yeah,
on the 22nd.
On the 22nd. Yeah, October 22nd. Really excited about that one. That'll be the one that we hopefully have all the musicians that that guested on the album, and hopefully have some dancers and everything. Hopefully have, if everything continues to go perfectly, then that'll be the best show that we've played so far.
Well, we're going to go out with the single, The Ghost. What can you tell us about this song as we listen to it?
This is the paints the most clear picture of the concept. It's one of my favorites musically too. It's been one of my favorites. It's one of the older ones. It's one that I wrote right when I moved back down here.
From New York?
Yep. And several people listened to it and thought I was doing exactly that. They were just like, yeah, but those lyrics are too sad for something that bouncy. And I was, you know, so I thrown it to the side several times and then realized, wait a second, that's what I do. Well, you guys don't realize that's what I do. But yeah, the Ghost, it's one of my favorites.
So the CD will be available the 22nd here?
Yes, October 22nd.
And for more information, people can go to your website?
Yep, randallshreve.com.